Come on.
This is Gem.
Go.
Hit 104.7.
Hello, I'm super excited to be joined by American artist Kiara. Remember when she released this iconic song, Gold? It went double platinum here in Australia and went to number 5 on the ARIA charts. The song never gets old. She's also teamed up with Wiz Khalifa and Steve Aoki for Used To Be. And this year already, she's released 3 singles, Closer, Miss Me, and her latest single, Microdose. Hey, Kiara. Congratulations with you. You're an independent artist now, which is huge. How excited are you?
I'm excited. I'm happy that, you know, I'm able to just release anything, like, yeah, you know, that I want, you know, keep the fans happy and everything. Like, all I want to do is make music and help people. So,
yeah. Well, you definitely,
I can do the songs I'm putting out, you know, that's all that matters to me. So,
yeah, I love that. Like, with your music as well, because you dropped Closer, Miss Me, and now Microdose. It's so amazing. Like, this year so far, you've like released 3 bops, which I love all 3 of them, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I feel like, you know, I wanted to do something very left field with Closer. I wanted to just experiment and try out my voice on a drill beat, you know? And so I'm really happy that the world got to hear that, because I think we had that sitting on a hard drive for like over a year before we put it out. So, you know, with that, I wanted to do something very dark and different, just to kind of offset the album that I put out. I was like, you know, I'm going to do something more experimental. I did like a bunch of very pop heavy songs, and so I was like, I'm just gonna go like completely left and then start with that dark sound. And then for Microdose, I was like, you know, I want to put out something that's like very up and just something that when I hear it, I want to dance to it, like, and I'll put it on loop. And I know that sounds crazy, I'm not trying to sound arrogant or anything or like whatever a narcissist, but I'm like, dang, I really like this song, and I'm so grateful because I did it with these 2 incredible producers, writers.
I love that. Like, that song is so amazing. And like, I love like at the start how you have the violins. It's so cool.
Right. I know there's actually a video I was going to post. It was in the studio and he was just playing it back for the first time. And we had the little, the vocal hook part in the beginning. And I was like, oh, I like it. He's like, no, I'm taking that out. I was like, wait, what? And then it was just the violins, but it grew on me. And now I'm like, okay, I'm glad we saved that till like halfway through.
Yeah, I love that. Because even when you teased us like a few weeks ago, like with the starting like 10 seconds of the song, like from that listen, it's like, yep, this song's going to be amazing. Like, so
thank
good.
You. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And it's like, you know, I'm getting back to just trusting my intuition. And yeah, it's like, you know, that song that I just really loved, I was like, you know what? People might hate it, you know, but I really like it. My friends liked it, and I'm happy everyone else is. Like, the response is incredible. And
yeah, it's doing so well. And like with that song as well, Microdose, how long ago did you write it?
Microdose was fairly recent. Oh, so yeah, that one, I think it's less than a year.
Oh, wow. Old.
So that was a very quick one. And I remember being in the studio and I was just chatting with the producer. Like, after I recorded the like da 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 da, like that part, we looked at each other, like all of us. So there was a writer, producer, and myself. And we looked at each other and I was like, this is so special. Like, I haven't felt this excited about something in a minute. And so like that energy just stuck, because then we didn't listen to it for weeks. Like, none of us did. We have like this thing where we want to like take a break from it and then go back to it. So when we went back, we're like, this is actually like really good. Like, let's like fine tune and, you know, mix it, like put it together and put it out. So
I love that, especially because like you're working on so many songs as well. And for you to work on a song and be so excited about it as well, and then come back to it like with fresh ears as well, like it would have been really good.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. And then I caught myself every time I got in my car, I would test it. I'm like, am I sick of it? And so I would press that play button with like one eye open. And I was like, oh wait, no, I still love it. So that was like such a good sign. Like every time I'd like run to the store or run, go pick up coffee or something, it just, you know, it was one I just kept pressing the back button to hear the intro again. Cause I would also think to myself, like, how did I do that? Like, what was I thinking in the moment about that melody? So I was just trying to study it myself, because in the moment when we made the song, I wasn't even thinking.
Yeah.
You know, none of us, we just kind of were all like throwing stuff at it. That makes no sense. I'm like, what am I talking about? It was done organically. So we were just like in the moment tossing stuff. And
yeah. I love that. Like, I love listening to it. I've listened to it every single day since it's been released. And even like on the way to work, I'm like, hell yeah, this song. Like, it's just so upbeat and it's such a fun song to listen to.
Yeah. Thank you. I know I saw like, because I read through all the comments as well.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, till my eyes like won't stay open anymore. Hearing people say that as well, like, it's something, you know, they have on repeat and they're getting up in the morning and that's like their song to get them hyped up. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, so I feel the love and the energy and it means the world to me. Like, you know,
it's so
they know they're my family, like all the fans, everyone. So yeah.
And like, as well, I have to ask, because otherwise I'm going to get asked why I didn't ask this. Are you going to be releasing a music video for it?
I don't know. I mean, there has been a little talk about it. I know a friend of a friend is really interested in doing the music video. They asked, they're like, can I do it? And I was like, all right. I'm like, it's yours. If you want to do it, you know, you're the first to ask me. So like, you know, like definitely. So maybe. I don't want to say yes or no, but
it needs to happen.
No, for real.
And
I know all the prides. It's even like, I surprised myself. So it's like, I see a lot of people asking, is there albums? Is there this? Is there that? You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to say because I'm just like.
Exactly. You like surprising. Like, that's good though. Like, just randomly just dropping like a post. Yep, I'm going to drop an album or whatever. Like,
yeah. I feel like, too, it's like I base everything off of like feeling and just my intuition towards it. Like, I'm trying to get that gut feeling back of like this one, that one. And, you know, so it's just, I don't want to make any promises.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of music on like this computer that I'm actually on right now. So
it's so exciting. I loved as well, like the other day on your live, how you were playing like snippets of like more like old songs and stuff. I love it when you do that because it's like they're amazing.
Thank you. I know I like will randomly come across one and I'm like, oh, I forgot all about this. Yeah. Or one time my manager actually sent me a folder of songs. I was like, hey, what do you think of these? This was when we were working on Lil Kiwi, my first album. And I opened that folder and I was like, I don't even remember. Like, is that me? I like pressed play and then I was like, oh, and then all the memories flooded. I was like, that's the one. That was that time. I think I had like waffles in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken and waffles. It was like a very rare, it was weird. I don't know what was going on. But, you know, there's just plenty of songs that just come out of nowhere. There's probably another secret folder that I'm like, oh, that too.
How
and those that haven't been played or like teased a little yet.
Yeah. How many songs as well? Because like, obviously you write a lot and stuff as well. How many songs do you reckon like you've written like all together, like over your career?
I have no idea. Hundreds.
Yeah.
Probably thousands, because there's voice memos as well. I have this very bad habit of I'll do a voice memo and then I'll never go back to it. Because I feel like the way I justify, I'm like, I was just filtering out all the nonsense. And then when I get in the studio, I'm like, that must be the good one or something. But I should probably go back and listen to you.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. But no, there's so many. I can't even tell. So I'm like.
And it's hard to believe as well. Like, it's been like almost 2 years this October since Lil Kiwi. Like, that's gone so fast.
It's wild. Yeah. I can't even. Like, I don't know. 2 years? Like,
even like the other day on your live as well, how like So Sick. Like, I can't believe it. That came out like 2 years ago now already. Like, it feels like it came out last year.
I know. I don't know what happened last year. I mean, I do, like, not to make it anything sad or whatever, but my mom did pass away. So I think last year was a bit of a blur.
Yeah.
So I tried to tell myself that didn't even exist.
Yeah.
I'm like, last year, it doesn't count. Nothing counts. Like, you know,
yeah.
I was just all over the place, but I can't believe it's been 2 years.
Yeah. It's so crazy. So,
yeah. The video and everything. Oh my goodness.
And it's cool as well, like, you've joined TikTok, you've been on there for a while, but you've been posting videos and stuff. I love as well, like, how Gold, like, still pops up on my For You page, like, that song, like,
Oh my gosh, I know, there was one TikTok I saw that, like, stick in my mind forever, and it was a bunch of these guys, like, imitating the NBA 2K game, but they were doing real life, so I guess how the players like walk and how they move and how they stop and like aim and shoot, and that like just lives rent free in my head. That one little TikTok, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is amazing. I think I reposted it like a while ago because it's a pretty old one, but
Even on like your live and stuff, how Gold like played like 6 times the other day, like, how
I know, I was like, I pressed shuffle. I swear I pressed shuffle. And then it was like Gold, Gold. And then it was like remix. And we'd get one other song and it'd go right back.
Yeah. It's so funny though.
I pressed TikTok live. I'm like, you know what?
It was really good. I like TikTok live. You did. It was really good.
Yeah. The whole thing with like the lighting and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize. I was like, whoa, I need to change this. The first one I did, I was like, I got to end this, start over. And then technical. difficulties, but
yeah. And I've got the fun game of who said it on the socials.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Let's see how you go. I'm sure you'll nail this because you nailed it last time. So
yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Hopefully. Okay.
Tweet number one. You've got questions. Was it Miley, Kanye, or Lil Wayne?
Kanye.
It was Miley.
What? Oh no! Yeah. I feel like you'd be like, you have questions. My bad.
Tweet number two. I feel like you'll get this one. I love Miley Cyrus. Was it Charlie Puth, Anita, or Olivia Rodrigo?
Anita.
Yes.
I'm a big Anita fan. I loved that performance that was with her and Miley. So incredible.
It was amazing. I watched that like quite a few times. I was like, oh my God, like this is incredible.
Yeah. Boys Don't Cry. I had it on repeat when I was like running.
It's so good.
So good.
And tweet number three, the fact that it's so wrong when it feels so right. Was it Machine Gun Kelly, Black Bear, or Eminem?
Black Bear.
Yes.
Yes. See, I knew it. I was like, that he would say that. Oh my gosh.
And tweet number four, a McChicken will always slap. Was it Tory Lanez, DaBaby, or Charlie XCX? I think you favorited this one.
Wait, what was it again? Say it one more time.
A McChicken will always slap.
Was it Tory?
Yes.
Okay, I was like, well, I'm like trying to go through my favorites in my head, like I have them memorized. Okay, I'm good at that.
And tweet number five, manifesting a Kiara x Miley x Anita collab. Was it me, Anita, or Miley?
It was you.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I remember that. That would be a dream, like to work with.
That would be iconic. Like this needs to happen.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I know when I saw that performance, I was like, oh my God, I wish I was up there.
Yeah.
Like I had to like start like, yeah, singing.
But it would be so cool. Yeah. And tweet number six. I keep forgetting to take my vitamins. Was it me, you, or Paris Hilton?
It was me.
Yeah.
I still keep forgetting. I have them like right next to my bed and I forget.
Yeah. I always forget as well. Like it's the easiest thing and I always forget and I'm like, oh my God, why do I do this?
Really? I need one of those containers and just set it like out. Post-it notes. I need to get it.
That's so good. And thank you so much for the chat as well. So lovely having you back on the show again and you're killing it. You know, I'm so proud of you. Like you've been through so much the past, you know, few years and you've kept going and I love you. You're such an inspiration to so many people. So
thank you so much. No, thanks for having me. I always enjoy talking to you, chatting.